Catherine Latham had a really interesting series on CTV Ottawa last week about where, you know, the germiest places.
Right.
But now there's kind of a follow-up piece out of the United States, and it lists the places where hygienists have swabbed surfaces in a dozen U.S. cities, and they found that on the list of germ magnets, right at the top, for viruses, gas station pump handles and ATV machines. Do you laugh at this, or is this something we should be concerned about?
Well, what I find amusing is how they did this particular study, given that it was promoted by Kimberly-Clark, a company that makes products in order to wash your hands and various hygiene products. They didn't identify any of the bacteria that causes disease. They used a marker called ATP, or adenosine triphosphate, which is a chemical compound that's found in every cell we know, animal, vegetable, bacteria, yeast, and viruses. So it's not a marker that you can link with any particular disease. It simply says that something is there. And then they chose an arbitrary number saying that if this level was over 300, it's associated with contamination. But the problem is, Steve, is that you don't know what's on there. It could have been regular animal cells, human skin, could have been anything, could be bacteria that doesn't even cause disease. It's simply not sensitive enough to identify what we're actually talking about. And then they rank these according to, you know, gas pump handles, ATMs, escalator rails, mailbox covers. But I still don't understand why they use this marker, and what's the evidence that over a level of 300 that it actually causes disease.
Maybe it has something to do with selling hand wipes.
Well, this is the issue. They linked this to a promotional campaign called the Kimberly-Clark Healthy Workplace Project, where they say it's important to wash your hands, and with, guess what, our products that work so well at preventing the diseases that we're creating this panic about.
Nevertheless.
Yes.
Escalator rails and ATV machines and the handles of push carts going into the grocery store and reusable grocery store bags. I mean, are these levels of bacteria of concern, or are they something that our bodies are able to handle?
This is called living and life. You cannot ever prevent bacterial transmission. Bacteria, viruses have a way of getting in everywhere. That's just the way it is. So it's a matter of just common sense. If you're going to be in an area where there's lots of people, lots of surfaces being contacted, everything from the fruit that you pick in the market where everybody handles fruit to your own kitchen sink to bathrooms to anywhere people are, you're going to see contamination. The question is this contamination dangerous for health? I don't see people dropping in the streets from major diseases. You're getting flus, viruses, colds, like you have all the time. It's not going to change. It's simply a matter of living. And so this creates a situation that lurking under every surface you go to is this deadly pathogen that's out to get you. And that's not the case, right? This is something that is being designed by the company to raise fear and awareness in some way, but in order to sell their products. It's not really generating anything that we don't know already.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Barry Dworkin.